Okay. Kenny, do you feel better? Do you feel almost a cleansing of sorts that you were able to speak your truth? Watching the Stanley Cup Finals, the Walman thing is really a thing for you. But we wanted to open it up to everybody and every team. What is your version of Kenny's Walman? A player that your team got rid of, didn't want, or outright didn't take, who blossomed elsewhere. And I don't think it's revisionist history to say that Walman has blossomed. He's playing high-level hockey, major minutes, on a team that's in the Stanley Cup Finals. This is different than Kenny being upset that Walman, you know, like if Walman ended up with the Sharks and is putting up some useless numbers, well, that's different. It can bother you, but not this. I think Kenny's bothered on two fronts. Walman could have netted you a first-round pick, or, wait for it, was better than almost anyone not named Mo Sider in your defensive core. Like, that's
White Langford.
Okay.
No and no.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Let's get to the people, shall we? Corey's going to bat lead off today. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy.
All right, so before I give you mine, Mike, the look on your face had been one of, like, absolute disgust when Doug threw out Ryan Mallett. Are you serious? That's the first name that comes to your mind when
I was stunned.
This? Holy cow.
I was really shocked. It was disbelief.
I almost missed my exit on the freeway.
I was like, wait, in the universe, that's the guy? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Ryan Mallett's ever come to the first name in my head ever.
No. No.
For many reasons. So, I have two. They're both Tiger-based. One was Max Scherzer. I know it was a money thing, but Max Scherzer, just because I just thought he was like a warrior god pitcher, and I loved him. But also, Suarez, the third baseman we had that we traded away, and now, I mean, he's been a really good third baseman for years.
Corey, you mean the one that's in trade? You know, that maybe the Tigers could trade to get back?
Exactly. Yeah. Now they're saying, hey, we could get him. I'm like, we did have him.
Yeah. Suarez kind of feels like the Chris Middleton of baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, we had that guy.
Right. No, yeah.
I think the Scherzer one is the one that you might end up living again if they don't keep Skubal. I mean, look, you wanted him. Enough. You made him an offer. He said no. He bet on himself and he left. And yeah, for the next, what, better part of a decade, there were several years he was the best pitcher in baseball. And you went, wait, that was my guy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was unhittable.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. Corey might be foreshadowing something. I mean, wouldn't that turn into Skubal if he's not a Tiger past 26?
But see, I don't think so, because for Scherzer, it was a lot of spite there. I think both parties, because that was the whole Verlander thing, and he was just like, hey, pay me like I'm an ace. It's like, well, you're not really the ace. It's Verlander, so, you know.
But hold on. Remember, they offered Max the money. And then immediately when Max turned it down, didn't they sign Miggy? Wasn't that how it worked?
Right, but I'm saying,
that's what it looked like. Give it to him.
Dave, it just seemed like they were playing some games, some mind games. Like, it didn't seem like it was sincere, my opinion.
Kenny, Walman.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry, I was just looking at my FanDuel account. It actually gave me a notice that I was spending too much time on the app. So,
Kenny, you're trying to bet multiple tracks while at work.
Yes.
That's a distinct issue.
You're right. I just need an intervention.
Just give me 20 minutes, I'll have something for you.
I need another one.
I can only do that in the commercial breaks. I cannot sit here in good faith with Rico and pull up
1-800-GAMBLER.
Kenny, you need another hit? Hold on, wait for the commercial break. What if I start putting my picks in little plastic baggies and handing them to Kenny? No.
This man has to be responsible, Mike. He's about to become a husband. He has to be responsible.
Pretty soon, this will be all he has.
I got to do it now, before Kenny, that starts. I got to get it out of my system.
That's the attitude.
No, all right. No, because okay, honeymoon money. I need money. Come on. Let's go.
But what if he wins?
It could be a better honeymoon. Come on.
That's not how it works.
Honey, let's just stick with the living room.
Noah, 97.1. What's up, Noah?
Well, Mike, shout out. About to walk into Costco here.
Yes.
Some groceries.
My man.
Filling up some gas. But also, thanks a lot for stealing my thunder there.
Why?
Scooble. That's my one. I am a huge collector. I collect Scooble sports cards, Scooble signed jerseys, and Frick, man, I think we're going to let him walk, and it really makes me sad.
So that,
I love
that,
the guy. I love his grittiness.
That's a preemptive Wallman.
Yeah, I know every time I see him on the mound pitching, I just get sad. I know they're just going to let him walk, and it's going to be just unfortunate.
If it happens, and man, we've got a long way
we'll
to go.
We'll just say when it happens.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you approach it that way, Noah, that would be modern Scherzer, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Now, what's in the offing?
I would even say it's Verlander, too, right? Because you let Verlander walk. Though,
but hold on. It wasn't letting him walk. The team was in disrepair. Mm-hmm. They were going into a rebuild. You did right by the player, and you traded him. One doesn't bother me because he would have toiled here. This team was nowhere near ready to win. The Scherzer thing was different. Felt different.
Yeah.
What's in the offing at Costco? We going to the meat department? What's the story?
We're getting it all. We're getting all the groceries. We've been trying to get out here for this past week, and finally able to do it. Just been so busy with work and whatnot, but we got
Noah?
We got everything coming up.
It's Father's Day. If they've got the ribeye caps, you got to scoop them up. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're getting that. We're smoking. We're grilling. We're doing everything today.
There it is. Noah, you have a great time. Okay. I'm jealous.
I wish I could
be there with you, Noah. You live for me. I'm living vicariously through Noah.
Sometimes I don't even know who you are. This is the same. Mike, you really need to try Costco. I don't need a pallet of pickles.
I thought that's all it was. It's such a magical place. 248-539-9797.
You mentioned vacuum sealer one more time.
It's a great purchase. Do you know I pulled a couple of vacuum sealed items out of the freezer today?
I'm here for you, and you just double barrel. Nope.
David, ticket checks.
Chris Middleton and Dinwiddie both bothered me because we had both traded them away and watched them blossom into good NBA players elsewhere.
Middleton, yes. Are you really bothered by Spencer Dinwiddie? Really?
He became a good role player.
Middleton became like an all-star, like a real dude for a while.
Yeah, this town loves role players. Remember that. So
I would say even Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you could throw him in there.
Ugh. I hate him. I'm sorry. Really? You know what? I'm biased. Leave me out of it. Great player, great human. All right.
Where'd this come from?
I got into so many arguments. I didn't want him here. I didn't want him drafted. I didn't like his game. And then for years, I had to deal with people like who would, no, you don't know ball. He's good. And I'm like, he's not good. It was like Rodney Stuckey. There are these players in my 20 plus years in this town that you go to war over. And it doesn't matter if you ended up being right. No one cares. You still had to go through it.
Gotcha.
So like a KCP or a Rodney Stuckey. There was even an Austin Day contingent in this town. Very difficult.
I'm trying to think. Was Caldwell Pope the one they took right before Trey Burke? They took him instead of Trey Burke.
I believe so.
A lot of people were angry. Like, oh my God, Trey Burke was sitting right there.
Hell, I thought Trey Burke would have been good. Honestly, it just didn't work. It's the NBA.
Yeah, that was Joe just saying, no, I'm not following along with everybody else.
Yeah, and that was in his Argyle phase, the later years. David, ticket text.
I like this next one because it's a little different. Mine is when Rich Rod got fired and Sammy Watkins he decommitted from Michigan, hurt me to watch him ball out at Clemson.
I'm gonna say this. This is a take I had back in the day. You tell me if it's true or false. If they had given Rich Rod the next season, he would have had them in the same place as Brady Hoke. Those were all players.
I'm gonna do you one better, Mike.
Okay.
And this is where
you're going to have a headset that works.
Yes. Michigan fans, if you had given Brady Hoke one more year, he still would be there right now. Or you would have to fend him off from the pros because Brady Hoke brought everything Urban Meyer did to Ohio State, but he did it first. So you would have had your pick of the litter of all of the top players that went on to play for the Buckeyes would have been coming to Michigan. He was running that system. They didn't give him this D coordinator, and they really didn't back him. But I often said, if they had just supported him, and you're right, one more year.
You're talking Rich Rod, not Hoke.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have six level one violations. That's for you, David. 248-539-9797.
I mean, it was all set up. It was going to be with Devin Gardner at quarterback, and he was going to move Shoelace out to the running back and run some little like that West Virginia type offense. But Sammy Watkins, I do remember that. He left.
You hate to see it. All right, more of your phone calls. Who's your Wallman? Kenny is mentally shattered watching Wallman play really well in the Stanley Cup Finals, the one who got away. This is emotional. It really is. Wyatt Langford. All right, 97.1.